If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Adele Levine is a physical therapist, practicing physical therapist. And in her 6 years at Walter Reed Army Medical Center, she rehabilitated soldiers that were admitted in worse and worse shape day by day as body armor and advanced trauma care helped save the lives, if not the limbs, of American soldiers fighting in the rehabilitation. But she worked years there. The days are intense, chaotic, consuming, and heartbreaking, and you'll hear about it now. And read about it in full form in her book. Her book is called Run, Don't Walk, The Curious and Chaotic Life of a Physical Therapist Inside Walter Reed Medical Center. Adele Levine. It's published by Avery Books. Welcome in. Thanks for coming on. You loved working the amputee clinic and stayed for several years. I guess everybody has a purpose, a point in life. You loved working there. Why is that?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I had my moments when I didn't love it so much, but I loved it because I felt like I was part of something that was much larger than myself. And I worked with a really great group of people, and it was a real team effort over there, and there was a lot of camaraderie, and I just knew we were doing something every day that really mattered.
Did it take a while for you to warm up to it? I mean, did you get into it right away and enjoyed it from the first moment you stepped into the
facility? Oh, no, not at all. It was really tough, yeah. And I wasn't prepared for it. And I had a lot of, I don't know what you would call it, come to God moments where I was like, what am I doing here? You know, I need to find an easier job. But, it was just such a hard place to leave. You know, when we were working so hard and it was just so busy, I just felt like I could never quite get my feet on the ground. And again, I mean, I just really, it was such a tight-knit group of people, not just my coworkers, but also our patients and their families. I feel like we really kind of bonded.
Well, good for you. Here's Dr. Mike Roizen.
Yeah, and I suppose I should be saying thank you, too, not only to you, but all the men and largely it was men and young guys who were had parts of them blown to bits for doing all you did for the country. So thank you. It would have been tough.
Thank you. I apologize.
Go ahead.
I know you were in the public health service, too, so thank you for your service.
Right. In fact, I spent 2 days working at Walter Reed, at the old Walter Reed, as well as more about during that period of time since we were indoctrinated at what was then the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda and is now the Walter Reed National Medical Center in Bethesda. So, and that's where you went to work afterwards. But one of the interesting stories, I mean, this is the facility had a character about it, and you describe working in a, quote, fishbowl. It's such an interesting fishbowl, and the 10 of you, I guess, that were physical therapists had a total of 4 cubic square feet of space to record all that you did during the day for these men and all that went on with them. Tell us a little bit about what you mean by a fishbowl and why it was a fishbowl.
We worked in a glassed-in rehab clinic, and it was glassed-in because there were so many visitors coming to Walter Reed that they wanted to glass it in so they wouldn't disrupt patient care. So they would lead tour groups around the perimeter, and it gave it kind of a really surreal feeling. The patients and the staff, we always used to joke that, you know, we felt like animals at the zoo because, I mean, literally every hour there was another 30 people assembled outside the glass looking in at us. But because I'm a swimmer, I always sort of thought to myself, you know, it really feels like an aquarium. We're just fish in a bowl.
And there was no sound transmitted between the outside and the inside, as I understand it. So you really were as though a fish in a bowl where you didn't hear what was going on outside. You could see expressions but didn't hear. And consequently, your work with these amputees was even more intense, probably.
It was, but it was, you know, on our side of the glass. you know, we were always kind of joking and laughing. I mean, the patients were really, you know, they had a real barracks mentality in there. They used to refer to physical therapy as, you know, just another day in paradise, and they all wore these T-shirts that said things like, I had a blast in Afghanistan, or, you know, Marines, some assembly required. And, you know, that was kind of the mentality on our side of the glass, you know, where the guys are calling each other ugly stump or princess and just, you know. But
in physical therapy, when we say physical therapy, we just say it kind of as a word, but it is really a lot of effort by those guys to move things, isn't it?
Oh, they worked. I mean, it was hard work, and we definitely put them through their paces. So they started physical therapy and also occupational therapy pretty much upon arrival at Walter Reed. So within a few days of getting blown up in theater, they came to Walter Reed. They were rushed right into the ORs, and then the next day when they woke up, they started rehab. And they did rehab every day except for the days that they had surgery, and they had a lot of surgeries. Most of them would have 20 to 60 surgeries.
Now, we've got a comment from Mary here on the email line, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com, who asks, did you see immense progress in, I guess, in the prostheses? That is, are people able to do much more with because the prostheses have changed, or are the prostheses about the same as when you started? I guess it was probably about 10 years ago.
The lower extremity prosthetics, yes, there's been a lot of development in that area. However, that doesn't make it any easier to walk with. You really have to do the work. If you walk badly in some old school Civil War era leg, you're going to walk just as bad in some like brand new X3. They don't walk for you, but they are certainly safer. So they're not going to buckle as quickly or collapse underneath you as an older version. However, I do have to say that as far as the arm prosthetics, you know, we're really lagging behind there. You know, they have a lot of fancy hands that they keep showing on the news that do all this stuff with brain waves and things like that, but they're really not as functional as you would hope. And a lot of the upper extremity prosthetics are still kind of controlled with like a string across the back.
We're talking with Adele Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E, her website is Adele, A-D-E-L-E, L-E-V-I-N-E.com, where you can get the book, or, of course, you can get it at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com. So and you had some very memorable patients, as well as some memorable, I guess you'd call it, co-workers.
Yes. I mean, I think... Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I always felt like my coworkers, you know, the ones who kind of stayed there, we all were a little maybe eccentric. We all had our own little things that kind of maybe that kept us ticking on this when we weren't at work. I mean, I had, you know, my crazy coworker was always sort of consumed with little things that were going on with him and would involve the entire clinic in it, including, you know, bringing in all these cakes for everybody to try. And, you know, the dietitian was always going berserk because we were eating so badly in there.
So he was a crazy coworker who refused to, you know, or who insisted on cooking every evening.
Yeah, and I think that was how he sort of de-stressed. So he was always making different cakes, and then, you know, he's bringing these cakes in all the time, and you're not really supposed to be eating in physical therapy, yet there's a physical therapist who's, you know, carting in, you know, dozens of cakes. But the patients were always also very intense because, you know, most of them were in their early 20s and, you know, they're young men and they're, you know, like my one patient who decided he needed to try and catch a bus to the White House while he was still hospitalized and, you know, it would take two or three steps.
We're going to take a break. We get to heartbreak right now. We'll be right back with Adele Levine, L-E-V-I-N-E. Run, don't walk. Joe?
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.